You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, the other day when I was getting Mobile Command serviced, I ended up watching the old tube to catch up on a little bit of news. And I saw something that just literally made me bust out into maniacal laughter. Now, when I got back to the bunker, I made sure to research this article. And yep, here we are. Now, this article was published on the 21st of December. Sanitation workers on strike throughout San Diego County. My. Now, gentlemen, a long time ago, I did a video where I talked about certain groups of men, if enough of them just said, you know what, I'm done and walked off the job, how things would be affected. And that video was called The Delicate Balance or The Fragile Balance. Now, one of those groups of men I talked about just happened to be sanitation workers. The garbage man. If he walks off the job, what's going to happen? And here we are. Here we are. Since last Friday, workers from Republic Services Garbage and Recycling have been demonstrating outside of several San Diego area locations 24/7. The union representing roughly 250 employees say they can't agree with the company. Quote unquote, there is a huge difference between what our members need and what they've been offered by the employer. Jamie Vasquez with Teamsters Local 452 said. Sounds like a bit of a breakdown in negotiations. Vasquez said the union is asking for better working conditions and better wages. Quote unquote, it's not easy and it's not to live in San Diego, he said. Some of our workers opted to live in Tijuana so their wages can go a little bit further. But while the strike continues, trash service has stopped, meaning people who live in Chula Vista and Kearny Mesa are seeing overflowing garbage cans and bins. Uh-oh, you know what that means. Yeah, especially during a time where everybody's talking about, Omicron. Yeah, I'm more worried about things like, let's see, possible bubonic plague. Just saying, we have seen that come back in areas of Los Angeles. Just saying. Republic Services issued the following statement to ABC 10 News. Republic respects the rights of our employees to engage in the collective bargaining process, and we continue to negotiate in good faith to achieve a fair and competitive labor contract. We are working hard to resume normal services as quickly as possible, and we thank our customers for their patience and understanding. Vasquez said another recent strike by employees in Orange County was resolved and hopes the same happens here. Quote unquote, they know the numbers and that if they're smart, they would come in and offer the same that they offered to them, Vasquez said. Very, very interesting. Now, compare and contrast. No, this is not even going to be a contrast. This is going to be a parallel. Take what these men are doing and take what the average everyday man is doing insofar as the mating market. Oh, yeah. As soon as I saw this, the first thing that came to my mind was the book by Helen Smith, Men on Strike. Ah, yes. Wonderful. More men are finally figuring out their worth and saying, you know what? This current social contract between men and women, it's not even worth it. So yeah, this is why more men have simply opted out of the mating market. Now, one thing that I find very fascinating insofar as, you know, the Black manosphere is the fact that you still have certain guys over there telling Black men, you're still not enough. Granted, they've made it all nice and, you know, presentable, but PC friendly, but they're still telling Black men, okay, Black women have said they don't want average men. Okay, cool. And? Well, what's the point? See, Black men, you're still being told you need to be more. Now, with inflation and everything that's about to happen, no. I still find it fascinating that Black men are the only group of men who are constantly told you're not good enough. But here's something else that I find very fascinating. How is it that a group of women who are dead last in the mating market having the highest standards? Yeah, I know. I really shouldn't be talking about this. It's not in my wheelhouse per se, but I still find it fascinating. Anyway, but yeah, just quick parallels between men who go on strike from their job and men who go on strike from the mating market. It's the same thing. The contracts are broken. So guess what? The person that has the power to walk away is usually the one that's going to come out on top. And it's usually the man. Why? Because we have time on our side as opposed to modern women. Because trust and believe, a lot of things are about to go off the rails, especially when it comes to student loan debt. They really thought they were going to be getting out of that, but oh, no. No. Stand by, gentlemen. Next year is going to be one hell of a ride. But I've ranted on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, just like the men who went on strike from their job, more and more men in 2022 are going to be going on strike from you. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.